Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Exciting season awaits Steve Sarkisian's program as SEC football will officially begin for Texas. These are three big questions that the Longhorns need to find answers to this spring. Starting with number one, the Texas offense is loaded with talent. That's not up for debate. But you do have to replace a lot specifically at the wide receiver position, right, guys? You lose players like Xavier Worthy, Jordan Whittington, right? There's going to be question marks of, okay, we know there's talent, but who steps up and emerges as the number one option? And my first question surrounds exactly that. Which new stars emerge at the wide receiver position? Now, guys, here's the good news. Texas has recruited really, really well, and they crushed the portal this past offseason, right? Isaiah Bond comes in from Alabama. He was fantastic for the Crimson Tide. Not just a talented player, not just has speed, not just has great hands, but extremely clutch. We saw that obviously in the Bama-Auburn game on 4th and 31. Jonte Cook is a player that I know fans in Austin are really, really high on, has all the tools, has the skill set to be a much bigger part of this offense and slide in and take over. Maybe where Xavier Worthy was on the field. Also, Silas Bolden was a big pickup out of Oregon State as well. You've got the quarterback in Quinn Ewers, guys. I feel really confident. You're going to notice I don't have any question marks about Quinn Ewers for spring. I think sometimes he got way too much of the blame for the problems with the Texas offense. I think he's going to be just fine. He's going to be a high-level player, one of the best in the SEC, and certainly all of college football. But at the wide receiver position, anytime there's turnover, anytime there's change, anytime you got to replace wide receiver one, it doesn't matter how much talent you have, it's always a question mark of, okay, it's not just about guys being dudes. It's about being dudes and making the plays when it matters most. Who's going to step up in crunch time? Who's going to go up and make a 50-50 ball, a 70-30 ball? Who's going to go up and make a big-time play when we need it most? So, again, there are plenty of stars, I think, in the making. There are guys with star potential, but which new stars emerge at the wide receiver position for Texas this spring and sort of thrust themselves into the conversation of being those top two or three or four guys that Texas will be leaning on going into the 2024 season. Guys, my second big question that the Longhorns need to answer this spring, who emerges at the right tackle position for Texas, right? It's about line of scrimmage play in the SEC. It's a line of scrimmage league. If you don't have the big ugly set, you don't have a chance. I know Texas fans know that. But you look at the likely candidates, right? I mean, Texas, for the most part, is set on the offensive line, but that right tackle position is one you're working through this spring, trying to find the best fit, trying to find the best guy. Cole Hudson, Cam Williams, Nido Umiozulu, and Malik Agbo. Those are just a couple of names of guys competing for that job, fighting for the right to be Texas's starting right tackle. Good news is this. I listed off a bunch of names. You're going to have depth, but who emerges as the guy who steps up that right tackle? I mean, both of your tackle positions, but obviously the right tackle position, extremely important. Who emerges? Who steps up? Who's the dude? Who looks like they're going to be that starter? And are you able to put him in there, plug him in there, and you got your best five ready to go throughout this summer and, of course, going into kickoff for the 24 season? Guys, before I get to my third and final question, guys, I want to tell you about our friends over at Roback, because today's segment brought to you by our friends at Roback. Head over to roback.com. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. And use the promo code SECU at checkout to get 20% off your entire first purchase. Guys, the weather's warming up. It's golf season. It's spring game season. It's baseball season. It's tailgate season, right? You're getting outside. You're getting out and about. Heck, whether you're just at home, you're running errands, whatever it is you're doing, Roback is the way to go. Guys, they've got polos, they got quarter zips, they got hoodies, they even got t-shirts. I mean, dude, and their stuff, it is some of the softest, just nicest clothing I've ever worn. I could not recommend them more. I'm a Roback customer and a Roback supporter for life. So again, go check them out, roback.com. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, and use that promo code SECU at checkout to get 20% off your entire first purchase. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, promo code SECU at checkout for 20% off. Guys, my third and final big question that the Texas Longhorns need to answer this spring is this. And you could argue this one's the most important because as good as Texas was offensively last year, right? As good as they were offensively.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Red zone woes killed this team. And it was really highlighted by the end of the game against Washington, the college football playoff, where Texas has what, like first and goal, I think at like the 8-yard line, 10-yard line, whatever, and four straight downs, cannot punch it in. That was a microcosm of the struggles that Texas faced last year. And guys, get this, entering that game against Washington in the college football playoff, Texas was 91st in red zone conversions. 91st. And even worse, number 121 out of 133 in touchdown percentage on red zone chances at 49%. So Texas only scored touchdowns half the time when they got to the red zone. I mean, it's honestly impressive that Texas was able to get to the point they did and make the college football playoff with those types of numbers. And in the SEC, where it's tooth and nail and games come down to the wire, guys, you win by being efficient in the red zone. You know, Steve Spurrier used to say, we're not going to win games kicking field goals. And it's true. A lot of times it's true. You look at games, the teams that win the red zone battle, that can hold their opponents out of the end zone, hold them to 3 instead of 7, most of the time they win, right? So how does Texas address their red zone woes? That's my third and final question. And again, that could be the most important. How do they address it, right? Is it a change in scheme? Is it a emphasis of a certain player? Or, you know, what do they do? How are they able? I'm sure that's something they've got hanging up in the building. They're talking about it all off season. They're hammering that down. They're doing a bunch of red zone work. I'm sure they are. But that is a big-time question that Texas needs to make positive progress on this spring, is addressing those red zone woes. Because I tell you guys, in the SEC, where there's nowhere to run and there's nowhere to hide, you have those type of red zone numbers, and I don't think Texas is going to reach the goals they hope to reach this year. I just simply don't. So they got to get that fixed. They got to get that corrected. They've got the right pieces to do so, but you got to fix those red zone woes and improve on what you did in the red zone a season ago. So again, guys, my three big questions that the Texas Longhorns need to answer this spring. Number one, which new stars emerge at the wide receiver position? Number two, who emerges at the right tackle position? And number three, how does Texas address their red zone woes?